So we're going to talk about this first dipper here, California Dreamin'. I'm going to be honest with you. So let me switch gears here. Dipper one, California Dreamin'. Why did I call it that? Because I dream of a day when we could have California back. That's why. Now, listen, as a part of my eclectic life, I lived in California for a period of time, roughly middle school time frame, 7th and 8th grade. 6th and 7th grade, I think it was. Yeah, 6th and 7th. So, and I would say, too, it was also one of the most turbulent times of my life. Any of y'all have ever heard my testimony know that I was a lost kid, all right? I was literally a mess. Maybe one day, JP, I'll tell you my story. But the reality is I was a mess, and I was getting messier by the day. And I went from California. My parents are divorced, and I went to live with my dad, who was serving in the military and overseas. I like to say that God gave me a 3-year timeout, and I needed it. But that's where I accepted Christ, was living overseas. However, that time in California also gave me a love for the state. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. A state that is rich with resources. A state that is, you know, beautiful to the eye and has an amazing amount of great people there. A state that has so much to go in terms of what it's brought to the culture of America through Hollywood and through the tech industry and, you know, the military installations there. I mean, that's where Navy SEALs go through buds down there at Coronado near San Diego. And you've got, you know, Coronado Naval Air Station, and you've got, you know, you've got any number of military installations out there. If you've been in the military long enough, you had reason to be in California at some point. The weather. Oh, my gosh, the weather. I mean, did you know that you don't even need air conditioning in your house in San Diego because the cool breezes come in year-round? Just open your window and it's 55 degrees at night year-round. That's amazing. And then Northern California in the mountains with the redwoods and all of it. Okay, what am I doing? I'm playing up the fact that this is an amazing state. And we want it back. As someone on the right, I just don't want to talk about the left coast and call it done. I want it back. And I know it's possible. You know why I know it's possible? Because first of all, we did it here in Alabama. Don't forget, this used to be a blue state. In fact, just a few years ago, I was the chairman of the Republican Party for Etowah County, and we flipped the county while I was the chairman, and there are now no longer any elected Democrats in the entire county. I'm talking county commissions, all of it. But the reality is, sometimes it just takes time to work your way through the elected offices and to regain ground. We did it in the Alabama legislature. I got to be a part of that too. In 2010, y'all think back to our history. In 2010, the Republican wave hit the Alabama legislature, and for the first time in 136 straight years, Republicans had a majority. Democrats held our House and Senate, both, for 136 straight years, and it was a freaking mess. And we took it back finally. And this election, the one we just had this week, I don't know if y'all are aware of this, but we gained a lot of ground. If you look at a red-blue map of California, you're going to see there's actually, geographically speaking, more red counties. The reality is, it's the big population centers of Los Angeles, Oakland, San Francisco, and just running along the southern coastline, and to some extent San Diego. It's those big metropolitan areas that are driving the politics of the state. There's a huge population base there, and that's true. They have 47, we have 7 congressmen in Alabama. They have 47 out there. That's amazing. But we actually flipped 4 counties red. Let me tell you a few things that happened. Let me grab my notes right here real quick. And we're going to talk about it with my friend Melissa Melendez in a minute. I'll tell you what, I'll do this first. How long has it been since California was a red state? In my lifetime, how about that? 1988. The last time the Electoral College votes of California went to a Republican was George H.W. Bush, 1988. If you remember, we had a moderate Republican named Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was the governor as a Republican. But this is also the land of Reagan. This is where Ronald Reagan came from. California voted red in 15 of the 25 last presidential elections. So basically the predominance has been, yes, we have seen Republicans carry the state for decades. It's those large-scale metropolitan areas. But guess what just happened? Several things. We just did a recall of Gascon, the DA from San Francisco, or Los Angeles. We just did a recall, or had a recall, of the liberal mayor of San Francisco. We just had a recall of the liberal mayor of Oakland. We just literally had four counties flip red. I mean, a lot happened this week in California, and it's worth talking about because, friggin', I want California back. Let's take a break, JP. We'll come right back, and I'll give you some more details. And then coming up top of the hour, a friend of mine, former California State Senator Melissa Melendez, very conservative, she's going to give us firsthand what it's like out there right now and what she sees. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, so Gary from Scottsboro just gave me a correction. He says there's 52 House seats in California. Oh, that may be accurate. I thought that we actually lost a few of those in the last census redo. You know, some states, California and New York, were the two states that lost so much of their population base from people exiting the states due to woke policies that they had lost several seats. So maybe they had 50 more, 50, like six or so. But anyway, bottom line is they got a lot of seats. So thank you, Gary. So California, things that just happened. I got a piece here from Axios. Phil, did you go to Axios? I did. California remains solidly blue, they say. The Associated Press called for it for Vice President Harris within minutes of the polls closing, but early voting figures indicate a rightward shift among many of the inland counties compared to 2016. 72% of counties shifted more Republican this year. 72% of California counties shifted more to the Republican side. That's significant. That's called creeping back into a position of strength. It was only 21%. Wow, that's a huge shift. The number was 21% in 2020. 4 years later, it's 72%. San Francisco, it says, also appears to contribute to the trend, though we don't know right now how much until all the ballots are processed. So there were a lot of things that happened. They say that the Hispanic vote really went to the right, or moved more to the right. The big voting blocks, you saw them everywhere, moved to the right. And then things that are happening right now, you look at it like, okay, it's not just what happened with voting red. Sometimes it was also for voting on cultural issues. Like, for instance, George Gascon, the progressive district attorney who has been making a mockery of the law in California. He lost by more than 20 points in his attempt to get rid. He's a Soros DA. He's one of the worst in the nation. He has been, like I said, making a mockery of the law, letting criminals out for just about anything. Weak on crime, hard on victims, just roughing up society. He lost by more than 20 points. Y'all, 20 points? That's like, why'd you even show up? George Gascon got his backside handed to him. Not just that. We also saw the Oakland mayor. She's awful. She's under, I think she's right. She's already had her house raided by the FBI. I mean, I think she's on her way to jail. But she's a super liberal. Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao, and then District Attorney Pamela Price also both got recalled. So we had one that lost, we had two that were recalled, and then you have the referendum. California had a referendum on the ballot. It was a referendum to go tougher on crime. It was Proposition 36, and Gavin Newsom did not want it passed. Gavin Newsom did not like it, but California voters this past Tuesday approved a number ballot measure, according to this story I've got here from hotair.com, that will impose stricter penalties for repeat theft and crimes involving fentanyl, steering away from recent progressive policies that critics blame for increased lawlessness. They'll also make it a felony for someone to steal merchandise of any value after two previous offenses, which can lead to longer jail or prison sentences. You've seen all the videos of these folks walking in with impunity, and loading up their arms with goods and just walking out of a store laughing about it, as if it's their buffet, as if it's their place to go, all you can eat, no charge. And they just load up their arms with merchandise and walk out the door. And many times the employees of the store are told to just watch and make it happen, unless they're one of the stores that now has everything you can buy under lock and key and you have to have assistance from staff to be able to get to any of it. It's ridiculous. That's because they've been so soft on crime that the public just said, enough. And they got a ballot referendum through that just changed the law. Y'all, it's an amazing thing. I mean, it's so bad with Gascon, the DA that I told you that lost his election huge. His own staff had filed suit against him. His own staff were rebelling and saying that he had to go. The union opposed his candidacy, and they were in numerous court battles with him, and they're welcoming their new boss, who's also a Democrat, but he's a Democrat who says he's going to be tough on crime and he's going to make it fun to walk the streets again without having to worry about crime and theft and all the things that take place. Listen, I'm encouraged. We're going to talk to our friend Melissa Melendez here in a moment. She served in the California State Senate. She's got her finger on the pulse of what's going on in California, and I want to hear her thoughts directly. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We want our California back. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday, after a great election. I'm still basking in the warm glow. It's just nice to head into a Saturday knowing that election is not only over, but that it went the way it did. But like I said earlier in the segment here, this whole first dipper of the show is called California Dreamin'. I love that state. I don't love the state politics, but we have to understand what you see in terms of the Electoral College is not representative of the entire state. Geography speaking, if you look at the map, red and blue, there's more red counties right now in California than there are blue. The population centers are what makes a difference in the politics. Well, somebody who knows that better than any of us is my friend, State Senator, former State Senator Melissa Melendez. She served in the California State Senate for 10 years. And after leaving the State Senate in 2022, she served for a period of time as the president of the Golden State Policy Council, a conservative think tank and advocacy organization. She's also a veteran of the Navy, where she was a Russian linguist. And she's on the phone right now. Melissa Melendez, how are you doing?
Well, it is a great MAG morning. Thank you, Phil, for having me on.
It's nice to hear somebody from the left coast say MAGA morning. Yes, it is.
I'm going to have T-shirts that says that. Good MAGA morning.
Good MAGA morning to you. Well, listen, I mean, talk to us a little bit, because you guys, I mean, people don't realize that a little bit of red stuff happened in the election in California.
Yeah, we did. We had about 9 counties that flipped to red voting for Trump, you know, compared to the last election, which is wonderful. And that tells you that, you know, Democrats are now not afraid of the party bosses. They're not afraid of being called names. They're not afraid of being demonized for the way they vote and wanting to stand up for their families and their children and the economy that they want. They're tired of it. And that's why you've seen this shift. And we've seen now, you know, just in our state legislature, I mean, granted, we have a long way to go to, you know, for Republicans to get a majority, but there are 2 seats in the assembly that are looking like they're going to flip red. So that's wonderful news. We didn't lose any in the Senate. That's wonderful news as well. And of course, we've seen, you know, a number of people who have switched from voting typically for Democrats to voting for Trump. So that's, you know, a small bit of an awakening that's hugely encouraging for those of us who are, you know, still in California and holding out hope that we can turn things around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that's also very telling is not just Democrats in terms of the Trump or the true Republican vote, but in some cases there were Democrats that got ousted from office. I mean, we're watching the mayor of Oakland, the mayor of San Francisco, D.A. Gascon, and D.A., what's her name? Last name Price, I believe. They got recalled and outvoted.
I mean, that's right. We have the mayor of San Francisco, you know, she's out. I mean, now keep in mind, they are not being replaced by Republicans.
Sure.
They are being replaced by other Democrats. However, those Democrats who are replacing these 2 women, I hope they got the message that their constituents don't want any more of this defund the police nonsense and let everybody out of jail and, you know, anything goes in California. So I hope that they're heeding that call. So that is encouraging. And then, you know, we had a number of propositions on the ballot. We had 10 propositions. And typically Democrats expect, you know, the voters are going to pass all of them. And four of them are failing, which is kind of extraordinary. And one of them in particular, when we're talking about public safety, is one that basically said, you know, what they want to do is they wanted inmates who work in prison to be paid the state's minimum wage.
What?
So they, yes. And so they put a proposition on the ballot to, I think they called it forced labor. Well, okay, it's not forced labor. It's actually a privilege that you earn in prison to have a job there. And no, they don't get paid minimum wage, but that's what the push was. So they wanted to get rid of that so that then they can implement minimum wage for inmates. And so that proposition is failing in a deep blue state like California. So that tells you Californians, no matter what their political stripe is, they are sick and tired of this nonsense.
Well, and you guys, I believe, didn't Proposition 36 pass? That's the one that made it tougher on crime
it
and
sure
did away with the weakness.
That's right.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yep.
And that's statewide, isn't it?
That is statewide. And that's another wake-up call for Democrats who think that their constituents are always just going to vote the way they tell them to vote. And that has changed because, like I said, they're tired of – I mean, you know, we have people on the news now saying that the reason Kamala Harris lost is because black men are racist, Latino men are racist, white men are racist. Everybody's racist if you don't do what they say.
Yeah.
And I think voters have said, you know what, you can call me any name you want. I'm not doing that because I'm going to vote what's best for me and for my family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope we see more of it. And, you know, and I tell you what, one of the things I didn't even mention in my earlier portion of this segment is apparently in response to Trump getting elected, Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, I follow you on social media and I crack up every time you always call Gavin Newsom Skippy. So so you're constantly he'll say something, you know, he'll go Gavin and then you'll say, well, Skippy, if you just done this, you know. But anyway, but Skippy has now called a special session of the legislature to come in to, I guess I've got one article here from New York Post says to Trump proof the state by trying to get more money extorted out of the legislature to give him money to fight in court.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. I mean, look, there is no one rooting harder for Kamala Harris to lose than Gavin Newsom. He may have been rooting harder, more so than Republicans, okay? Because that man wants to be president. That man is never going to be president, but that's what he has his eye on. So he's very happy that she lost. And now that's him planting his flag in the ground, saying, I'm the next generation for the Democrats to put forward for president. That's exactly what he's doing. You know, I mean, he didn't campaign very hard for her. He was, you know, strangely absent for most of the time. He, you know, tried to make it look good, but he really didn't because he wanted her to lose because he wants to be the guy. So, yeah, he's going to try to Trump-proof California, whatever that means. And meanwhile, he better look at the vote count because there's an awful lot of Californians who voted for Trump, and they weren't all Republicans.
Yeah, it's really been something to watch. Well, you know, geographically speaking, and this reminds me of, like, I have friends that I served with in the military that were from New York and others that were from Oregon, and in both cases they told me that a huge swath of the state just wishes the big population centers would break off and become their own state so they could have their politics back where they know they are, because they're as conservative as we are in Alabama. And the same is true for, you know, the Northern California, but not really just Northern California. I can look straight down the eastern edge of the California, and I can see red, 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 red.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, the problem is always you have these bigger cities and the coastal cities who are packed with people, and that's where a lot of the votes are coming from. But, again, we saw a shift this last election cycle. So, you know, Gavin Newsom can try to Trump-proof California all he wants, but I don't know that Trump is going to let him get away with that. In fact, I think Trump already put out a statement on Truth Social saying, hold on there. This is going to be very fun to watch.
Yeah, it is going to be fun to watch. And, you know, I'm serious when I say we want California back. I mean, the amount of resources, the amount of people, the amount of seats in Congress, the amount of just the natural beauty of the state. You lived out there for a while. You served the state. And I think back to, I said earlier before you came on the air, in Alabama, we literally had 136 straight years of Democrat control for our legislature, and then we swept it back in 2010, and we've had a Republican majority ever since. So it's not like it's not been but just recent history that we became a true red state. How far off the mark are you in terms of Republicans being able to take control of any portion of the legislature?
Well, yeah, that's the problem. It's pretty far, but it's not undoable. I mean, like I said, just in the state assembly, you know, out of 80 members, we currently have 18 seats, but it looks like if, you know, things hold true, we'll pick up two more. So, you know, that would make it 20. Now, bear in mind, out of 80 seats, Republicans only having 20, you know, that means Democrats still have a majority. Right. But, you know, going back to what you said about Alabama, well, California, you know, produced Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And California hasn't always been, you know, deep, deep blue like it is now. It's certainly been blue for a long time, but it's not deep blue. So it's not impossible. And I just think that, you know, Democrats and the progressive element of the Democrat Party in particular, they keep pushing people's backs against the wall, and eventually people are just going to say, no, I'm not putting up, I'm going to stand up for myself. And yeah. I think, you know, that's what we're starting to see. Hopefully that momentum builds. But, you know, people are, I mean, they're feeling it. You know, it's, the economy is terrible. I mean, gas in California is still just under $5 a gallon. In some places it is 5 or higher. Yeah, and that hasn't changed. You know, ever since that spike went into place, where it was $5, in some place it was $7, it hasn't changed. So, and now, you know, they want to ban gas-powered vehicles. They've already passed a law saying no more gas-powered vehicles by the year 2035. They want everybody an electric vehicle. They just passed something that's going to increase our gas prices. And, you know, people can't afford it. Yeah. I mean, you know, when butter and milk is as expensive as it is and then add gas to it, and I just think not everybody can vote with their feet and move to Alabama, you know, and so the rest of us are going to stay here and fight and see what we can do to turn things around.
Well, you know, unfortunately, California has lost the U-Haul battle for the last several years. I don't know if you know, but there's a U-Haul survey they do. How many one-way trailers went out of each state, and California has had the one-way ticket for several years now. But
that's right. That's
all right.
Well, they should use Gavin Newsom as their, you know, their spokesmodel on their billboards and things. He's doing a good job of drumming up business for him.
Holy cow. Yeah, him and Scott Wiener.
That's right.
Well, sister, we appreciate the fact that there are ruffians out there on the left coast that are still holding the line. But we'll just keep working from our end to hopefully send supplies in, and y'all keep the fight up, all right?
We need the support. We need the prayers. Just, you know, we surely appreciate it from all our friends across the country. And we're not done. We're not giving up. So thank you, Bill,
Absolutely.
For staying in the fight with us and helping us out.
All right. Former State Senator, California, Senator Melissa Melendez, we appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too, Phil. Thanks
all right,
so
bye-bye.
Much.
Oh, man. I want California back. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back. I'll catch up on a bunch of text messages. A bunch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. A bunch of y'all have been responding to the fact that we now have a daily email blast that goes out. Love to get you guys on it. If you'd like to know what the Right Side Report has got, I mean, it's things like what's our latest podcast, what are our latest written op-eds that are being published in newspapers around, you can get advanced copies of, what's going to be on the Triple Dipper before anybody else knows it. We send those things out. Plus, like, we're selling new merchandise. Like, I happen to know that we have new Right Side hats, shirts, and all on order right now. So stuff like that is all in the daily newsletter. And if you want to get a copy of the Right Side Report, we sent a text out earlier to everybody who's in our text lines. But if you're not in our text lines, all you got to do is go to 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And text the word, single word, newsletter. That's all you got to say, newsletter. And it gives you a link to sign up. So, join us. Right Side Report goes out every day. Raven from Russellville says, Colonel, I was listening to another show this morning, Chicks on the Right, and heard one of the Democrat spokesmen refer in a slurring way to Buttcrack, Alabama. Wow. Said I couldn't help but reply with directions on how to get there. JP's laughing on his side, too.
That was good.
That was good. He says, to wit, just down the road from the butt cheek and south and a little west of the belly button. He said, where are these Yankees buying their maps? Asking for a friend. D'Oppresso LeBear. Thank you for your service, my Green Beret brother, Raven from Russellville. Chris from Huntsville says, I trust the right will make certain to hold Trump accountable for all of his campaign promises. So far, he's already failed on one campaign promise of ending the war in Ukraine within 24 hours of being elected. Remember, y'all voted for these promises. Now make sure he sees them through. Kay, Chris from Huntsville, with the unrealistic man. Expectations.
Listen, Putin has already said within 24 hours he's now ready to negotiate. I'm sorry that Trump is probably too busy talking and fixing all of other Joe Biden's messes. He'll get to the Ukraine one shortly.
Yeah,
you know?
He's working
it's almost
it.
Like the guy in the White House should maybe get on that, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
I saw he's already talked to 70 world leaders since he's gotten elected, Trump said.
Has so, he really?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
So, yeah, I'm sorry if he's a little busy, but maybe that's something Joe Biden should do since, you know, he's the current sitting president.
Well,
you know?
we hear he is.
Yeah, that's what they allege.
He is the nominal vice president, at the very least. Luann from Huntsville does not care about California. Luann from Huntsville says, I have no interest in visiting California. To me, it's like Beirut. It's a foreign, woke world alien to many of us. I miss Reagan's California. That's the point, though, Luann. We want to bring it back to Reagan's California. You can't rebuild something unless you go walk the ground and start working to rebuild it. Anyway, she's not planning on even visiting there until the people of California make some changes. Well, Luann, I get it. I do get it. But you know what? There's a whole lot of value in going after it and getting busy. Ed P. from Huntsville says, oh, it's a long text. I'm not sure I can get all this. He says, I want to believe there's good people on both sides of the aisle, so to speak. However, it's very hard to believe that when the liberal left appears to be incapable of even entertaining the idea that their policies and approaches don't work and have been largely rejected by the American people, instead they just woke-splain. Yeah, that's a great word. Woke-splain that rank misogyny and racism are responsible for the outcome. They insist there is some mysterious right-wing media ecosystem that is somehow brainwashing the mindless masses. Never mind the actual left-wing media ecosystem made up of the mainstream media. Anyway, he says he's having trouble finding constructive conversations with people on the left. I get it. And right now, though, as surely as we are basking in the warm afterglow of the election, they are struggling to find out what life's going to be like and to make sense of it all. So give them a moment, and we can only pray that they will bring it back around. Cameron from Decatur says, let's see. Share this if you want to. He said, it's a small bit of your testimony I heard reminded me of myself. Okay, this is the testimony I talked about earlier in my time on the monologue. He says, I was lost as a ball in the high weeds. My parents divorced. It was terrible. I lived with my three siblings and my mother, but it was very dysfunctional, as was my life. I chose to move in with my dad. It gave me some stability. It prepared me for turning my life over to Christ, which took place a few years later. Cameron, I'm glad to hear it, brother. Very glad to hear it. Yeah, sometimes, I mean, the environment's not everything, but sometimes the environment does help build the moments that we need. And so I'm glad yours worked out like it did, and I can sure relate. Brian from Huntsville talking about California. He reminds us about Fort Irwin, Mojave Desert, National Training Center. He said, I guess I did not get to see the pretty parts of California. Yeah, if you were at the NTC, you weren't literally just like at the whole place where maybe the tourists gather. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to step aside from politics for a minute and do a little JP on sports. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.